With Gloucester Fire Chief Eric Smith now, and Chief, kind of a what seems to be a really strange accident today in Gloucester off of Stanwood Point. Can you tell us what happened, please?
Yeah, well, the details that I have, which are kind of incomplete at this point, but certainly what I would, you know, classify as a rig, either a freak accident or unusual accident, not a typical type of thing that we see, but we had a paddleboarder, a 59-year-old gentleman that was out paddleboarding on the river over near Stanwood Point in the area of 10 Stanwood Point, and at some point came off his paddleboard. I don't know if he fell off or jumped off or stepped off or the details of that, but in doing so, end up impacting his left thigh on some sort of object that we still is unclear as to what he actually impacted into, but it made its way into his thigh deeply enough to lacerate the artery in there, likely the femoral artery. And so when our crews, they got the call that, you know, somebody fell and was bleeding on the rocks, on their arrival, they found that it was, you know, indeed, that was the case, and it was very significant bleeding, obviously an arterial bleed anywhere in the thigh, especially if it's the femoral artery, is a critical injury and has got to be dealt with fairly quickly. But the gentleman was conscious, stayed conscious the whole time our crews were with him, and he had, the wherewithal to do some significant efforts himself to keep himself from literally bleeding out on the scene. So you know, he was really pushing down and clamping off that artery best he could. Wow. With his hands waiting for us to get there. So it was ways through the marsh to get out through the mud and to where he was at, and so they got a tourniquet on him right away out there, you know, basically in the field in the mud, and then we're able to extricate him out of there on a backboard at Stokes with the assistance of the police department and multiple companies from the fire department. It's kind of it's a lot of work, a lot more work than you think, trying to pull somebody out through the mud out there. It's pretty sticky and difficult terrain, and obviously you don't want to jostle the patient too much. They've already got a significant injury, so they got the tourniquets on the first arriving company off the engine, and when the rescue got there, they actually applied a second one to kind of double up to make sure that you know, the bleeding was under control. Due to him being wet and in the mud, it was apparently probably hard to tell for them that the bleeding was completely stopped, so they chose to apply another tourniquet instead of mess with the one that was already there. So once they got him out, got an IV started, we have a medication that we carry on our truck, so it's a, you know, Gloucester Fire, obviously, you know, and most of the listeners probably know, but we run the ALS service through the fire department, so we, you know, the firefighters are the paramedics, and they're on the ambulance and the fire truck, so you know, once they got him out, got an IV established, they gave him medication that's called TXA, transischemic acid, and that actually helps the clotting process. And for those kind of wounds that you can't really get enough pressure or the right bandaging, if you will, on them other than a tourniquet to help that thing start to clamp shut and to clot up. So works well. It's one of those things that's come off the battlefield to the front line for EMS. So we have that on the trucks, put that on board him. You know, and when they were on the way, that, you know, they were heard from the first arriving engine company that it was a severe injury and an arterial bleed. So we contacted MedFlight Boston and had them, you know, give us an ETA, and as soon as they knew that they had to put on a tourniquet and it was serious, we just have them lift off and come to the scene. So they actually made it to the LZ, the landing zone, which we set up over at West Parish, and they were on the ground just before we got the patient actually all the way out of the mud, through the marsh, in the truck, and that initial care done. So we met them over at West Parish. They were already on the ground, and they airlifted him out to Burlington, and I'm sure he's either going into surgery or will likely go into surgery for a repair to that. But yeah, that's the extent of it. So couple of minutes of significant terror, I'm sure, for the poor patient laying there waiting for help to get there. But when they got there, our folks did an incredible job. So
Chief, one question: did he have to? I heard on the scanner as I was trying to go over there, the word extricate. Was he still in the marsh when your team arrived?
Yeah, so the word extricate we kind of use almost in a general sense. Anytime we've got to move somebody from where they're at to the truck and to transport them, it's just generally termed as extrication. And so in this case, it's not like the typical extrication where you're cutting apart a car and doing heavy extrication to remove folks. So it's, I don't know, not the greatest term that we use, but it works. Everybody kind of gets the idea that what you're doing is taking more than the routine effort of moving a patient from one point to another, and getting them through the mud and through the marsh and in the truck was, I think they had 6 or 8 people out there, carrying the stretcher to get him on that stretcher, but Stokes basket with the patient in it to get him up to the stretcher and then into the truck. So great teamwork by police and fire to get out there, and unfortunately his paddleboard is drifting out there on the river. And the good thing is that the one of the media choppers noticed it and got some pictures of it and called it into our headquarters, so we were aware that that was out there, because that then in turn creates another issue.
Right.
If we don't get that information over to the harbor master of the Coast Guard and someone else sees an empty paddleboard floating along, their first response and reaction is, do we have somebody that's come off the thing and is out missing? And then that it'll entail a search and rescue effort for someone that is already out. It worked out well that the chopper noticed that, because I don't think anybody on shore during that rescue really noticed that the paddleboard was adrift and off. So great work, even by the media in this case to help keep people from going out doing a search and rescue for nothing. And so all in all, things look like they have gone well. We're hopeful that this gentleman will make a full recovery and be out paddleboarding again, but time will tell. I don't know the extent of where he's at right now. I know that when he was in our care and when we transferred him over to the helicopter that he was still conscious and talking, answering questions. So it's always a great sign, but we're cautiously optimistic, because that's a pretty critical injury and he lost a significant amount of blood.